Good morning, good morning. So, today's theme came about by one of the students. So, we have you do not pull back. So, rest in reality that there is no person here to be speaking. And there is no person present to be listening. Supreme Spirit alone is. And there is no second reality. Now, emptiness is our nature.
9:01 a.m. One notification.
And when you are empty, the words given are seen in the heart and not the head. Now we come to the emptiness by keeping our attention on the self that we are, the self that is God. And in keeping our attention on the self, we are loving the I that I am. So as we go along today, keep the understanding that as words are being used, we are, by the very nature of words, speaking with a coloring of duality. And it can sound as if I am saying there is a you and a me, or consciousness and me. But this is how we communicate verbally. So please keep in mind that we cannot put truth in words, but only point to where the truth can be discovered. So here and now, no matter what verbiage is used, I, me, you, us, they, or them, it is the appearance of consciousness speaking to itself. There is no other presence here. Okay. So follow a breath in and be aware of a breath going out and let go of mind. And again, be aware of an in-breath and the out-breath. Relaxing into the flow called breathing. Letting go of any resistance and just watching, but not doing. And as the thoughts arise, just set them aside. Any thoughts of doing, thoughts of wishing or needing, just let them go. Put them aside for now. Put aside any to-do list for today or tomorrow. Let it go. And also, any feelings or sensations rising, just leave them. There is no need to engage any thought or any feeling. And if a sensation pulls for your attention, just leave it. For now, just lay them aside and don't touch anything. Leave the world. Be empty. Empty of comments. Leave I am. Leave God. Leave consciousness. Just supremely empty. So, there's something that I would like to go over today and perhaps help to clear up some confusion around this idea. Okay. Sometimes when working with a student, they will tell me, okay, I know I'm not the person or the body, and I can stay as I am for a little while, but then I fall back into being person again. Okay. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Okay, let's look at this. And I have to ask them, since you have just stated there is no person, how is it you can fall back into being person again? Okay. Now, this can also mean I'm out of center. It's the same idea. Ego really got in there today and took over. So, if there is no person, if there is no ego, and since there is no separation, how can you fall back into being a person or claim separation? Or I like the one, the ego was really strong today and I just got it back into person. Okay. So, let's go a little closer, okay? Now, however it came about, we accepted, consciousness accepted the thoughts and idea of being a body and a name, okay? And consciousness accepted that as a true identity. So perhaps as God, I just wanted to see things from a different perspective. I wanted to look at manifestations from a different place. Okay. And I drew the veil of ignorance and imagination to my own being. And then I forgot. Okay. My true self. And I forgot that, and I took on a belief of being a separate person with a separate life of my own. Now, that looks like a quite natural thing to be the truth, Again, there is this space. There's a form here, there's a space. It's separate from that other form over there. So separations seem like a quite logical truth or belief. Okay. So, however it came about, somewhere along the way, and for whatever reason, a seed blossoms. Now, perhaps a teacher mentioned that you are neither body nor mind, and you're not a separate person. And that was accepted sincerely, and practices began. Or you were called to a specific book in the bookstore, and you opened it up, and it spoke to you, and you took that, and you began your practices. Okay. So, what took place for some, or what takes place for some, is that then through devotion of the practices, there was an awakening from the idea of separation. That's important, that word idea. Okay. There was an awakening from the idea and the thoughts of separation, not from separation. Separation has never had an existence, but we took on the idea as a reality and live in the belief of it. Okay, so that blossoming takes place, that desire to know something that feels like it's missing. Okay. Or the desire to know something you can't quite put your finger on, but there's something. This is all taking place when that little seed begins to blossom. So the devotion is established, the practices are established, and we awaken from the idea of separation. So what happens, what takes place, is we recognize the simplicity. Okay, that it is just a thought, just an idea about separation. It's not a reality. It is not a truth. It is not something that has to be gotten rid of. It is not something that has to be transcended. It is not ha something that has to be set aside so that I can attain my true identity. The idea of separation that holds the I and the me and the you and the they and the them is just that, an idea about a me and a you. And a they and a them. So we begin to see more clearly that there has never been a separation, okay? And that it truly was only a thought, and that thought and that idea became a belief within us. Now, one, no, there are probably several reasons, but one for this one idea, for this idea that I can actually fall back into being person. Okay. I got angry at the neighbor, and within my mind, I'm calling her a bunch of names and this and that, and living in the idea that that is not myself, that is someone else. Or I found judgment. I was watching something on YouTube and I started judging everybody that was talking and doing this and that. Sometimes normal activities of the day, just following the thoughts that come and go. But you have to understand that even if there is judgment going on, or anxiety going on, or fear going on, or guilt sensations, or shameful sensations, or ideas and feelings, if there is the ideas that rise up, I shouldn't have done that. That was a bad thing to do. I'm being a bad person. Even if all of that rhetoric, all of that BS starts to rise up within you, and you begin to believe the crap that I'm not there yet, or it's going to be a while before I can get out from under this idea of humanhood. Even that is only an idea. Only an idea. There is no crap to get out from under. There is just seeing it. Ah, yeah. That's. So the idea, one of the reason that there can still be a holding on to this idea that I have fallen back into humanhood. One of those ideas, and I hear it often, is that I'm on a spiritual journey. You are not. If I read enough and listen enough and do enough meditations, do enough of this or do enough of that, and practice hard, then I shall attain the realization of myself. We speak of a spiritual journey, and that's another one of those conundrums, because there is no spiritual journey to be on. There's nowhere for you to go. There is no walk for you to take from here to there. The idea of being separate is right here. It's right now. It's not over here that you have to walk through that idea. As you see the idea, oh, done deal. Piece of cake. It's just an idea. And then some do have the idea, I just don't feel it. But when asked, well, what does being God feel like? Have you ever asked that question? Mostly from the sense of mind and person, you would have to say, I don't know. Some think it's being peaceful all the time. Some think it's being joyfully happy all the time, that other feelings of sorrow or sadness don't enter. But they do. Even after the The awareness that it's only an idea of separation after that awakening takes place, there's still sensations and feelings. But what takes place there is awareness. Okay. So with this idea, again, let's go back to falling back. Most all of us come up with an idea of what God is, grow up with an idea of what God is or what God is supposed to be. And we entertain certain regulations. We come up with certain concepts as to how I have to behave, okay, in order to obtain that godlike quality. Okay. In order for me to obtain realization. And if I don't follow my conceptual ideas of what I'm supposed to be acting like in order to be the I am, then I won't obtain my spirituality, or I will lose grace. Some of the recovering Catholics are in that state, or come through that state. Okay. And it's strangely enough, but one of the most frequent ideas I am told on how they will lose their spirituality or they will somehow fall back or fall from grace is that I shouldn't see a doctor or I shouldn't take medicines. That is one of the most frequent reasons that I am given by students, okay, who feel they can actually fall back or fall from grace. And then they have to make that up somehow to be better, to be more good. And another is another should. Well, we have our shouldn'ts and we have our shoulds. I should meditate a lot, or I should read a lot. Maybe go and listen to more tapes. Okay. And I must be good. However that is defined within the individual, they have that belief there that I have to be good in order to attain what I am. And then I'll get there. Or the one that I hear in church, well, not in church, I don't go to church, but I've heard before, is that God is great, God is good, and I'm not good enough yet. I hear that as well. So we hold specific beliefs and ideas, okay, as to what God is, as to what consciousness is, and then try to do the things to achieve those beliefs in ourselves. Okay. But it cannot be done. The person, the ego idea. The person, concept, idea will never know God. Okay? The person will never know the self or the reality of being pure awareness. The person is not the one that goes to the heart, to the emptiness, to the stillness. There is no person here to do that. It is pure consciousness that rests deeply in the stillness and the silence. It is consciousness that is aware of an anger or a judgment. It is consciousness that becomes aware of the belief patterns and begins to let them dissolve. You are already that, and you can never fall back into personhood because there is no person. Now, you can, in your divinity of awareness, put your attention on the person idea and play the part of being person, of being separate, of being in the state of fear and suffering. You can do that. And you have probably been aware of that actually happening. And it makes you seem to believe that I can actually come out of person and be myself and then fall back into person sometimes. But what is taking place is that you are just being what you are, which is aware. Aware of moving my attention to person and play many parts, or keeping awareness on the self and watching the parts being played. Give that a moment. You can put your attention on an untruth of being separate, and you can play that game deeply and even experience what you would call personal suffering, personal pain, personal fear, personal guilt, and believe that that is all you. Or we see the belief in an idea of separation, and we are resting in the self that we are, and watching the parts being played. And in that watching, you come to another deep understanding here from where I am in heart, here in this complete emptiness, this full emptiness. There is no suffering. But I am aware of the feeling and a sensation called suffering. There is no pain here in this emptiness. But there is an awareness of pain, the sensation and the feeling that is called pain. There is an awareness of that. But I am not what I am aware of. I do not claim I am in pain. I watch joyfully from my being that there is an awareness of pain. There may then be a movement. The body is given an aspirin, or the body is given some kind of a rub. That doesn't matter which way it goes. What is you seeing clearly, I am watching an experience of separation, or I am aware of an experience of separation. Then you are living free. You are living freedom. You are living joy. You're aware of it. I am aware of a suffering with this pain. Yes. But I still am not the pain. I can acknowledge that. I can be aware of that. I don't have to deny that there is a pain, or there is a feeling of suffering, or there is a feeling of unhappiness. There's no denial there that those experiences and sensations are being brought up to my awareness, and I am fully aware, completely aware of a sensation of suffering and a sensation, but also completely aware of a fullness of joy and a fullness of grace. In the recognition of that, you give up humanness or personhood, separation. You give up the idea of separation. When you turn to nature, you begin to understand, I am that. That is an expression from within my being. I am that. I am everything. I am the sensation of pain. I am the knowingness that I am all. So it's not like you turn off things in the awareness that separation is but an idea. And I cannot fall from grace. You cannot fall. You are the very presence of grace itself. You cannot fall from grace. So the person will never know the self. The self is recognized as the person dissolves away. The idea of person dissolves away. So, if you are ticked off at the grocer, that's okay. Don't make it personal. I'm ticked off at myself. Okay. Don't make it personal or a separateness, that there is a separate person out there that I am angry at. It's a feeling of anger. It rises up, it makes its announcement, and then it passes away. In the feeling of anger, you have not fallen from grace. You have not fallen back into personhood. Please take time to sit with that. Why? Because you are the infiniteness within which all of this is taking place. You are the this, and everything is taking place within your awareness. Even the idea of separation Consciousness is aware. You are aware. So the person idea, again, will never know God. Do not think you're going to change a person into the I am by somehow doing some gyrations of being good. There is not good and there is not evil. There just is. If you do not allow mind to make judgments, you will see that so clearly. So the person idea is just that. It is an idea. It is a basket of thoughts about separation. That's all it is. Thoughts about me and mine and you and yours. Now, do you have to use those terminologies throughout the day as you're going about the day? Yes. Do you have to believe them in your heart as you're using them? No. The only thing that is there is your pure divine self, the very presence of God. That's all that's there. Nothing else is ever there, no matter what words we use. It's just knowing within our heart, as I use the term my neighbor, I am knowing in my heart that is myself. There goes the very presence of God in an expression with that particular form. When I use the term, we are going to the movies. There is still the knowingness. Only God is present. Only consciousness is here. In an expression of that nature, in an expression of that nature, and in an expression of that nature, but it is all God. It is all consciousness. Consciousness expressing in form, as form. There's no separation. All is consciousness. This is what you practice when you practice, when you go to the grocery store, when you look from your heart at the other shoppers, or you look from your heart at the clerks. When you look from that place, you will see nothing but God. When you look from up here, you're going to see separation. When you look from mind, you will see separation. When you look from mind, you will believe in separation. When you look from your heart, you may still have a sense that this is here and that's over there. But there's not a belief in separation. When you pick, oh, we don't pick up the telephone anymore. When you pick up your phone to make a call, first recognize only God is going to answer this call. There's nothing else here. Taking a drink of water. The body could not take a drink of water unless the presence of consciousness were there. The body could not walk from one room to another unless the presence of consciousness was there. The flowers would not sprout and blossom unless the presence of consciousness was there. The trees could not bear fruit unless the presence of consciousness was there. Okay. Okay, so so I'd like you to just take a deep breath. Let it go. Let's see what's cooking in mind. Okay. Rest down into the stillness. Just rest, letting go. So we've made the declaration that I can never fall back into person. I can never be uncentered. I can never be the ship floundering at sea. Okay. We've made that declaration and we're sticking to it. Let's take a moment and just take a look. And I want you to challenge any idea or thought that you find that is either saying you have a ways to go yet, or even the thought that says you're already there. Mind will play, thoughts will play both sides of the coin. Just be still with it. Just be still. So do not let mind claim anything, not even claim being awareness, not even claim being the presence of consciousness. Do not let mind claim anything. So we're just letting go with each breath. Being aware of the thoughts in regards to never falling into humanhood, personhood. We're just letting go with each breath. Just looking. And we're just asking. How can I fall back into person or ego when there is no person and there is no ego? There's a challenge to that concept, perhaps a hidden belief that you haven't recognized yet, or perhaps you have, either way. So that's what we're asking. We are challenging the concept, the idea that I can actually fall back into person. When there is no person. Now, in this challenge, perhaps now you have found the simple truth on your own for yourself that there is nothing you need to do. There's nothing that you don't need to do. To be what you already are. You are this very presence always. Whether there's a sensation of anger, whether there's a sensation of joy, it doesn't matter. You remain what you are at all times. Okay. So, what is happening when you, consciousness, are feeling a sense of separation? So the feeling is there. Turn your attention to a belief in a thought idea of separation. But all the time, the body and the personality is an expression of pure consciousness and the God that you are. So this body, this personality that folks call Mary, is consciousness, is God being in expression. Okay. The body, the personality, they are not the creation of a separate person. They are the expression of the presence of pure consciousness. Okay. Just as the sun or suns and moons, stars, the grass, the animals, people are expressions of consciousness, no matter the appearance. They are all taking place within consciousness as an expression of consciousness. There's nothing outside of consciousness. Now, when you find that you are placing your attention on duality or on the idea of person, the quick way is recognizing, okay, I don't have to be here. That's the little flag waving, right? Don't have to have my full attention on that. So there's a recognition of that. And then the quick way to return to self-remembrance is actually to bring your attention now back to the body. You're not the body, but it is an expression within you. So you bring your attention back to the body and you feel the breath come in. May feel the tingling in the hands or a tingling in the feet. You're going to recognize that there is a chair beneath the body. There's a weight there and a feeling there. And you can hear or feel the heartbeat. So let's try this. Pretend that you've been, your attention has been out there in chaos and judgments and all that stuff. Okay. This is not where I want to be. So let me take a breath and you're going to bring your attention back within. You're going to bring your attention to the body. Let's do this. The breath, attention, close the eyes, attention back to the body. I can feel the breath that's coming in. I can feel the expansion from that breath. I can feel the tingling in the hands and the feet. I can feel pulsing. I can feel the chair beneath the body. I can hear body sounds. And here is one to do as well. Give honor to the God that you are by giving a little bow to consciousness appearing in a disguise, perhaps as a tree or a flower or what is usually considered another. An inner bow, a closing of the eyes, a slight movement down of the head, coming back to truth in the heart, giving that honor. I recognize myself. I recognize God is everything. That which I call a tree. That which I call a dog, that which I call a fish, that which I call a sun, that which I call a cloud. I bow in the recognition that God, consciousness, is everything. And you see past the disguise. You see past the form. You see past the label. You see what is truly there. What is truly there is yourself. Okay. All right, now we all have the awareness now. I can never fall back into humanhood. I can never fall back into person. I can never fall from grace. There is nothing that I have to do or not do to be what I already am. Okay, your turn. Your turn. Comments, questions. All right. So you all have it. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you, thank you, that I have a life of pure abundance. Thank you, thank you, that my life is the fullness of grace. Thank you, beloved. That I have no needs, wants, or desires. I am complete and fulfilled in loving grace. Thank you, thank you, that there is nothing I need do to be the truth I already am. For in my oneness, most beloved, I live. Amen. Namaste.